Hey guys, it's the end of the day. It's Instagram Live with Maddie Monroe visiting the office, picking up skincare.
Yes.
So Miss Maddie, she is wonderful. If you don't know her, follow her on TikTok and Instagram. She's setting all the trends. And she's helping me today to pick the winner of our injection rhino giveaway. Woo. We did a duet contest on TikTok. If you're not on TikTok, check it out, right?
Yes, go check it out right now. TikTok is where it's at.
Are you worried about China shutting down TikTok in America?
Kind of, but I don't think it's going to happen. But if it is, yes, I'm very worried.
The TikTok creator community is all abuzz about president, you know, the president's thinking of shutting it down. Do we think it's going to happen?
No. Well, I'm just saying that. I'm just speaking it into existence, so it won't happen. I'm manifesting right now, so no.
I agree. I think that TikTok is its own life, and it's going to make a different, better version for the American version of TikTok. Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. What are your tips for people out there who are trying to make their TikTok better?
Be authentic, like hop on the trends, like you can go under hashtags and see what's on your For You page and do all the trends and all the sounds that are like popping right now and be authentic. Don't try to like copy anyone else, be original. And yeah.
Is it a lot of pressure to post every day and to always be on and to be cute and peppy? I think it's a lot of pressure.
I mean, most of the time I'm not cute and peppy. I'll just like I'll make TikToks how I feel that day. And I feel like they just do better that way, as long as I'm not putting like a fake smile on or whatever. But as long as you enjoy doing it, it's not really a lot of pressure.
You got to be yourself. Yeah. You really actually do have to have fun with it. Even as a plastic surgeon, even on Instagram, like the days when you're just not having fun and you're just making content because mm-hmm. you're forced to, that's awful. You just got to be yourself. Awful.
Right. It is. It's horrible. Yeah.
What's your favorite, Instagram or TikTok?
Oh, God. Definitely TikTok. Definitely TikTok. Yeah. I like Instagram, but TikTok's just more fun, I feel
TikTok
like.
TikTok has a lot of positivity. It's really a fun place to be. I think during quarantine, people jumped on it because all the news was so depressing. And this was, like, lighthearted and, you know.
Yeah, and people are just bored all the time, and TikTok's a great way to pass time.
Bored in the house.
In the house, bored.
What's a good trend right now that we should hop onto that's kind of cool?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of trends. There's a lot of new dancing trends, and there's a lot of, like, remixes and mashups. So definitely do a lot of the mashups and remixes and all those dances.
That's challenging. So for those of us that don't dance that well, you can still get on TikTok, and then you just have to have – what do you think's interesting? Like cooking, recipes?
I love cooking videos. I'll sit in, like, my bathtub and just watch cooking videos for hours. So cooking.
It's pretty easy to do a deep dive and do 3 hours on TikTok. No yes, problem. It is. No problem.
Yes, definitely.
How does it feel to be all of, how old are you? 17?
I'm
16. 16 and have more than a million people following your thoughts and your ideas and your opinions.
I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I don't really think about that often, but it's kind of really crazy.
It's crazy. I was telling someone the other day, the Rose Bowl has a stadium that's filled with 60,000 people. So to have a million followers, you got like 15 Rose Bowls of people that follow you. That's amazing.
That's really scary.
Isn't that cool? That's so cool.
It's really scary.
Do you have a message for girls who follow you, or like what you want to put out there in terms of how you want people to think and go through the high school experience?
Oh my gosh, high school. I hate high school. don't try to be like anyone else, because I was trying that and I was comparing myself to others a lot and it really didn't work out. So, you know, just be yourself, and if people like make fun of you or whatever, just kick them in the face. Don't take shit from anyone ever.
I totally agree. And I don't take shit from anyone either. It took me a long time to feel that way, though.
Yeah, same.
In the beginning, you're not confident in that. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you find your confidence in who you are, it really just, like, life becomes a lot less stressful. Yeah. So with that said, I'm so excited that Maddie's going to choose a winner for our duet competition that we did a little nose job check, how to see if you need a nose job. And there were three steps, and a bunch of people entered this contest. So, Maddie, do you want to scroll and show everybody who you chose from all the duets? Wait, go back to the main page. Let's see how many people entered. All these people entered.
These are just the ones that use it.
And these are all the ones that use the hashtag and entered correctly. We'll do another competition. It'll be really fun.
But we like this video.
We chose her.
Name is Peyton.
There you go. If your name is Peyton DiChiara, come and see me for your Tinkerbell tip lift, injection rhino. There you go. Three steps. Step one, check your profile. Step two, do your nose and your lips and chin line up. And step three is check nostril view. Perfect.
Perfect. Yay. Yay.
So exciting. That made someone's day, I bet. Hopefully. We should have her DM us and see if she can come in next week. Well, thanks so much for dropping by. How are you liking my skin here?
I love it. My skin is horrible all the time. And finally, like, my favorite is the vitamin C serum. That is my favorite. I put it on, like, every 5 minutes. I literally love it so much. But, yeah, I've seen a significant, like, difference in my skin. My skin's a lot brighter. Good. And I'm having less breakouts. And, yeah.
I'm on a mission to cure acne all over TikTok. So, definitely, you got to start using the acne pads and the wash, and you'll be so much better. But that's it for now, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We love having you in the office. We are excited to have quarantine over. Hopefully, everybody continues to wear their masks. You should put the message out to your followers that there's a very high infection rate among 20 to 40-year-olds right now, where almost 40% of hospitalizations are in that young age group. So I really want everyone to be conscientious wearing their masks.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Wear your mask. I'm not wearing a mask right now, but
I'm wearing mine and everybody else is too. So there you have it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.